Hi, my name is Pace. This is a podcast video. I really want to work on podcasts specifically, but I figured, you know what, maybe I can start recording videos like this. I'm going to try, and if it comes out good, then I'm going to post it. But hi, my name is Pace Itsimi, and depending on where you are listening from or you're watching from, this is either my YouTube channel or the Vulnerability Podcast. Today, I just really want to just chat and really talk. This is July. It's been 10 months already in the year, and so much has happened for me this year, like so much. I'm changing, I'm learning a lot, and I think I want to share a little bit about all of this. So this is like not scripted. I don't even know where it's gonna end. I don't have like my points jotted down or anything, but yeah, let's get on to it. So let me start with this. A few days ago, I saw this story on this post on Instagram that says you can literally feel it in your spirit when a new season is about to happen, and I posted it to my story, and I got so many people who said, oh yes, they can feel that way. But I posted it because I resonated very strongly with it, you know, like so much. Like, it wasn't just an awesome post for me that made sense, it was something that I felt like it made sense, and I'll tell you why. So I turned 25 last year, October last year, 2020, and just before my birthday was approaching, I began to sense very strongly that I was going to enter a new season, that I was going to enter, like, there was a new change going to happen for me. And I said a lot to my closest people, you know, and I said a lot to myself. At some point, it became like an affirmation, a proclamation, but I knew what I was feeling, you know. And then my birthday happened, and I added it on my caption on my birthday post that 25th year is going to usher me into a new season. I can't wait to see everything that comes with it. But yeah, the season did happen immediately at clock 25. So October moved, November, December, I had this huge incident that was just a major thing, and it kind of like broke me a little bit. And I went to Abuja for a month because I needed kind of like a change. But that's besides the point. But when the new year began to come closer, I also felt like, yeah, like I still feel that way. It just got stronger. I just knew I was about entering into a new season. So I figured, you know, it's not necessarily the 25th year, it's just like it's a new year, you know, 2021. It's coming with something amazing. But yeah, January happened. And by February, it felt like, you know, the season was there, like a big change was happening in my career. Not a big change, but a change was happening in my career. I was switching jobs, and it just felt like this is it. But that didn't exactly go as planned. It didn't go as planned at all. And I remember in March, in 1 week, I had major disappointment. Like, it was like blast, like all the way. March was probably the toughest month for me. It was a lot. And when things get that hard, it's easy to lose sight of the promise. It's easy to lose sight of that gut feeling where you feel like something big is gonna happen, something amazing is about to happen for you. And I did, like, for a minute, I just didn't think anything was gonna happen. So I shut down. I think it was March that was the last time I seriously posted on Instagram. And I just felt like so many things are happening with me. This disappointments are big. They broke my spirit, if I did say so myself. But I knew that I just needed to, like, sort of isolate, just be inside me and be inside my head and just go within and figure out what next. Because I could still sense that there was a change. I didn't know whether it was going to be a change in my kind of content or a change in how I want to approach life. But I just knew that I was becoming a different person. I was thinking differently, and I needed, a switch was happening somehow. But at those low moments in March, it didn't feel like it. It was really down. It's so easy to just feel like when it gets bad, it will never get better. But it did get better. And it didn't take a long time to get better. From April, things began to shape up in different areas of my life that made me feel like there's hope, you know. There was hope. So April gave me a lot of hope, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna focus on this. It's something that I love. It's something that could become so great. I'm just gonna focus here and focus my energy mentally, emotionally, and just watch this grow. And that was the only thing at that time that I could concentrate on. The content was the only content that was easy for me was recording Founders Connect videos, but videos by myself, it wasn't so hard anymore. I didn't feel inspired, and I'm not the kind of person that pushes content creation. Like, I want to do it when I'm inspired. I want to do it when I feel like it's something I have to give or something I want to see, I'm urgent to see. So I kind of just slowed down on anything that was just me content and say, you know what, this is the only thing, this thing that happened in April, which was just really a career change. Not a career change, it was just a job change, that this was good and it was something that, you know, could become something. And then in May, another good thing happened. One of the rejections and disappointment that I got in March did a 360 turnaround and became a win. And I remember seeing that email directly. I just calling my friend to cry, because I was like, this one was the biggest loss in March. I remember just not being able to get out from bed that day, but here I was, I just about 6 weeks later, and it's now a win. And it was awesome. And just because of these two things, one in April, one in May, my life as what it was in October when I felt, or in September when I first started to feel like something was going to change, like I was entering a new season, like these two things have sort of crystallized, and I realized that, oh my god, I'm here, you know. But it's not just about these two tangible changes. It's about me, and it's about what I'm thinking about. It's about where I'm headed. It's about the things I want to do. It's about the things that I'm feeling. And I didn't even know when this change happened. I just remember being in the bathroom sometime last week and just realizing that season that I kept saying was going to come, I'm living that season now. And it was amazing, because sometimes we pray for something, we wish for something, we work so hard for something, and when it comes, you don't realize it instantly. It took me weeks, almost months, before it hits me that the season that you were confessing, that you were believing, that you were feeling, you are living it now. And because I just knew about this two amazing things, but I didn't realize the gravity of it and how it has sort of like changed a lot in how I think and process things. Yeah, it's a lot, but there are two things here, right, that I want to emphasize. One is that confession works, you know. I felt it so strong that I was brought up into a new season, but I didn't know exactly what it was going to be. But I don't think I would be here now, living my new reality now, if I didn't agree when that feeling came. I didn't agree with it, and I didn't accept it, and I didn't confess it and say, you know what, whatever, how long it takes, it will manifest. That's one. And then two is that sometimes it gets worse before it gets better, right? Like, March is crazy for me. I cried so much. But sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. And delay is not denial, just because it takes some time. I said this thing in September, October. It's what, July? It's been months. Just because it took time, it does not mean that it will never happen. It does not mean that it will stop happening, you know. So I'm here now. But you see, seasons are interesting. It's not just that life feels better, is that things are remarkably different, and difference comes with change, and different comes with learning, you know. Almost everything in my life except me and who I am, like my essence, is a bit different, and my best friends and family, it's different, you know. And so I'm learning new things. I'm learning about how I respond to different situations, what I look for in different situations. I'm experiencing feelings I've never experienced before. It's like being born again, but just in the not in the sense of just like, you know, finding God or just, you know, being birth. It's the fact that seasons that you get to that fundamentally changes who you are. And I'm not even saying that it's good for bad, I'm just saying it changes who you are. Like, you learn, you expand, you grow, you evolve, you stretch. And these things are not always awesome. These things are not always, you know, nice. These things are not always easy. It's a growing process. It's tough. It can be you at your most vulnerable. But it's good. Difference is good. Change is good. Challenges are good. It can be very lonely because there's nobody that you can really talk to and say, this is how I feel, or this is how I'm dealing with this. Because even you sometimes don't even understand it, you know. So yeah, it can be really lonely, and it can be really isolating. It can be even demotivating sometimes. One of the challenges I've had in just like getting into this new space where I'm comfortable and say, hey, I know that it's been a lot of changes and there will be more and there will be bad times and there will be good times, is now finding myself, how do I get back to creating? How do I get back to talking? You know, how do I get back to expressing myself and sharing the things I'm learning and I'm not? And it's been hard. Because, I mean, videos and even podcasts was always easy for me. It was always easy for me to take something really small that I learned and make it into this 5 minutes video and make it seem so grand, you know. It was always easy, but in the last couple of weeks, I was just like, I don't know how to. Like, it's so much in my head, and I don't know how to. But then a friend reminded me that they recently that clarity comes in doing. Clarity comes in doing. That I don't know the exact kind of content I want to begin to create now or how I want to do it, but I don't know the full extent of what this season is for me is going to be for me. And I know that it's not just a 1 year season, it's a long term thing. This is a different phase of my life. It's next 3 years, 5 years, maybe even 10. It's just like, this is literally just the baby step, the starting point, the foundation. So I don't know what it would grow to become. I know the things that have launched me here and got him into this space, but I don't know what it will become. And I like to know things. So it's been, why can't I figure out and know exactly what to do every step? But clarity comes in doing. I don't have to have it all figured out. I don't have to have content all figured out. I don't have to have anything all figured out. But the more I take the more I push myself to take one step and then another step and then another step and then another step, the more it opens up, the clearer it becomes, the more I understand, the more I get inspired, the more I get motivated, the more you move, the more motion that you gain, the more motion that you gain. And so I'm here recording this video podcast to be the first step into me gaining clarity and gaining the motivation to start creating a bit more personal content that's not just interviews, to doing more things for the Vulnerability Podcast, because I want to talk about a ton of things. I think that's what I'm making this video. And all of this long story was mostly just to say that clarity comes in doing. I know that I've preached that, but I forgot for a bit, and now a friend reminded me, and I'm ready to take the baby steps that it takes to become an adult, the little drops of water that it takes to become an ocean. And I'm hoping that you stick with me on this journey. And that if you are in a new season, entering about to, you can feel yourself entering a new season. You've been in a new season for a while. I hope that this video is relatable and you can learn something. If you can feel like you are about to enter into a new season, know that it might not happen immediately. Know that it could get worse before it gets better. Know that new season doesn't mean easy. That you changing, you growing, you evolving, it's a process, and process sometimes is tough, you know. But we're made in the process. It's who we are, It's who we become in the process that really matters. And if you just entered into a new season like me, like, I'm glad to know that I'm not alone. As lonely as it can get, as mind-boggling as it can get, and just sometimes I'm like, whoa, peace. This is new. But I'm happy about the learnings and just the growth that comes with it. And the sensitivity too, you know, because it does get better, it does get clearer. And maybe sometimes it will get less lonely. But I've said lonely so many times, I just realized my friends feel bad. I have the best friends. I definitely have the best people around me, you know, just the support. But I just say lonely in terms of sometimes it's just all up in your head, and if people are not literally going through the same thing as you, the way you are going through, which is rare because you are you and you're unique, they might never fully understand the extent of it. But hey, delay is not denial, regardless of anything, and regardless of how you feel at any time, confused, uncertain, doubtful, learning, challenging, just remember that clarity comes in doing, and the more you do, the better, the clearer, and even the easier it gets. It's like saying practice makes perfect, practice makes better, you know. So keep doing, keep pushing yourself, gain that momentum. And don't give up at any time, no matter how hard it feels like, no matter how hard it gets or how heartbreaking it gets sometimes, don't. Because the challenges are what makes us, maybe not makes us better, but the challenges make room for good things. They will make room for good things. They will make room for good things. And it's the hard process that expands us, that really teaches us who we really are and grows up. So look to the brighter side. It would be dope. Anyway, I relocated recently and I have a lot of things to say about moving to a new city, how I got here, and just the experience so far. So watch out for my next video podcast. If you like audio, go to the Vodum Beauty podcast. If you want to see my beautiful face, it's on PC Timmy, the YouTube channel. So stick around for the next, should we call these vlogs? Video podcast. See you guys soon. Peace out. Okay.